Welcome, everybody. So good to have you here. It makes me smile when I see the list that is on my computer. I know all of you, so it's wonderful to have your presence here. My name is Tej Pal, and I want to say a few things because I know some of you will listen to the recording another time. You can't make it today. And so all the work that I do is I really help men and women to create meaning and joy in their lives. And with that, I'm going to use first my intuition, my inner guidance, my ability to connect with spirit. And then I will use also my energy healing skills, my yogic knowledge and practice, and my coaching. And today we're going to explore and do some healing regarding our relationship with pain. And when we talk about pain, obviously, there are many kinds of pain. There is physical pain, then there is emotional pain, mental pain, heart pain, and spiritual pain. So physical pain, we usually really know what they are. It could be any kind of injury or any kind of deepest, dangerous physical situation. So emotional pain could be constant worries, ongoing depressions, focusing on what doesn't work, so that ongoing negativity could be part of emotional pain, of lack of self-confidence in some ways. Emotional pain a lot of time is mixed with mental pain. So mental pain could be this constant thinking either about the future, either about what you don't have, either about what could be, should be, and so forth. All of that could be put in a category of mental pain. Then we have the heart pain, which some of us know very well. Most of us know it because we all have been in some relationships one way or another, mother-daughter, father-son, and so forth, loving relationship, friendship relationship, where we have experienced a breakup or loss of a loved one. And the spiritual pain will be that sense of lack of meaning and wondering why we're here and we don't feel connected with a deeper sense of purpose. So we can experience all of those pains. And so today what I will suggest you to do as we do the exercises, and I will remind you, focus on one particular pain. And so therefore you're going to feel or appreciate the benefits of some of the exercises that we do. And I know some of you read my newsletters today, but I know pain really, really, really well. You know, before I was born, I had that insight in the womb of my mother saying, whoa, it's not going to be easy. And it was not easy in my family of origin. My mother suffered with depression constantly, and she was diagnosed bipolar, but pretty much every day she used to say she wanted to commit suicide. So that's what I experienced on that side, and on my father's side, a lot of sexual distortions and sexual abuse. And with that, with like any kind of abuse, there are many lies connected with that. So in this kind of context, I really thought for the first 30 years of my life that either I was going to end up my life in a psychiatric hospital, or either I will commit to suicide. That was one or the other. So it took, I still have that little light, that little hope, but that kind of was the flavor on my first 30 years in this lifetime. And things shifted, obviously. And so, and then I've been working for about 30 years with people, with thousands of people, and therefore, each time I work with you, each time I work with everybody, obviously at some point we explore that pain. And I realize that no matter what pain we are experiencing, the most important is to find a way to experience this pain in a very open, curious, and receptive way. And a lot of time when people come to see me, there are two things. There is this belief that, oh, if I don't think about the pain, then the pain is going to be away, going to go away. And so I can't think about it. I can't bring it. I have to focus on only what works. And I will say yes and no. I will say yes, it's a good idea to focus on what brings you joy, obviously, and what works in your life, obviously, and not obsess about your pain, particularly when it's a physical pain. But it's also important to be able to connect to it, because in every pain there is a teaching. In every pain there is some wisdom. And so if we just pretend it's not there, then we don't grow. And if we don't grow, that pain is not going to go away. That's for sure. So, however, if each time you connect to that pain, whatever form of pain you're experiencing, it's completely overwhelming, it's completely distracting, then obviously don't do it. You're not ready to do it. But if you can, and we will do some exercises with that, it's exactly, it is the foundation of any kind of healing on earth. It's just reconnecting to the place of pain one way or another, so that we create oneness, because any pain creates a split in us. And when we are split, either it's the physical, the emotional, the mental, the heart, or on the spiritual level, then it just doesn't work. And so that's one of the things. Number two, I'm hearing a lot also that, well, I wish I can get rid of my pain. And again, it's almost the same idea of not thinking about it. We don't get rid of pain. We explore them again so that we can learn through them, so that we can receive some insight. And I understand some pain are really, really unbearable. I completely get that. And so there's a time for everything. But that's what we want to explore. So before we dive in a little deeper into everything, I always like to start with a meditation, a breath. Because as you know, one of the ways to change our relationship very quickly with everything is to change our breath. So the first breath or first meditation that I chose to do together, it's a breath to help you change in some way your destiny and create space within yourself. So that sounds like a good deal to me. So what you want to be sure first, if you are seated on a chair, that you are straightening up in your chair. If you're lying on, you know, down and you're on a bed, that's good too. But if you're seated, just check in your physical posture. Be sure that your shoulders are relaxed and open. Be sure that your feet are connected to the floor. And create in any way, wherever you are, even if you're lying down, that sensation of relaxation and being relaxed and alert at the same time. Bring those two together. So you're awake and you're relaxed. From that place, you're going to bring your hands in prayer position, so together by your heart center. But instead of leaving them in that situation, a prayer position, you're going to turn your hands and connect the back of your hands together. So do a prayer position, but not with the palm of your hands, but with the back of your hands. And some of you may be not completely flexible to really do that with it, but do the best you can. So when you do that in some ways, reverse prayer position, what it does to you from the yogi point of view, it controls the secretion of the pancreas, and so it blocks the sugar flow in the bloodstream, and it will give you a lot of aliveness with your mind. And when the mind is really alive, not scattered, but alive, then it really can be at the service of your soul. So as you do that, close your eyes. Feel that your face is really soft, and your eyes can be closed, by the way, or barely open, like one-tenth open. And start simply to do a few breaths in and out through the nose, just to adjust your aura, just to adjust your magnetic field. So do some breath in and out through the nose. As much as you can, try to inhale, engaging the belly, but if that's too hot, don't worry about it. And so what you're going to do now, you inhale in four strokes through the nose. So four sniffs in through the nose. And you exhale through the mouth, but you make like a whistle. So inhale in four strokes through the nose. Exhale through the mouth, but whistle as you exhale. So we're going to do about 3 minutes of that, okay? Do one more cycle. Keep your eyes closed and take a deep breath in. And hold the breath in. If you can, inhale a little more and hold the breath in. And release the breath. Release the breath, release the hand position. Go back to your regular breath pattern. and then at your own pace you can open your eyes. Because the call is recorded, so you can go back to that, you know, to that breath anytime. But that would be a good place to start, because what happens when you are in pain? There is no space within yourself. You get stuck. The pain takes over. The thoughts are just stuck in one way. And so here we're creating more space. And when you create more space, then you have more options, obviously. So that will be my first tool that I would do. The second tool that I want you to also do, and you're going to do it now, we did it, I think, in the previous call, but it's such a powerful tool. We're going to do it again. It's really using the negative, the positive, and the neutral mind. From the yogi's point of view, we have three minds, the negative mind, the positive mind, and the neutral mind. The way they function is in that order, negative first, positive second, and neutral last. And I'm going to give you an example so that you can understand. This morning, it's interesting, I had like four clients this morning, and I was working with one person, and she's struggling with one of her daughters who has lots of rage. And so each time they have are in a conversation, there's tremendous rage from that daughter. And so if we go into that situation with the negative mind could say, what's wrong with me? Why did I do wrong as a mother to create that? You know, that's the negative mind. The negative mind is, I can't believe that each time I'm in conversation with my daughter, I get this kind of loading of rage. You know, I don't deserve it. Doesn't make any sense. Quite frankly, if I, you know, could go away and not be in contact with her, that would be really, really nice. So that's what the negative mind was saying this morning when we were working on that. Then we shift into the positive mind, because it's very easy to be stuck into the negative mind when we are in pain. And so we want to stretch our muscles, stretch our psyche, and jump into the positive mind. But don't jump into the positive before you do the negative. And the positive mind for her was, finally, after years of having this kind of relationship, really recently, she asked her daughter to stop having those kind of conversations with her. And if she was going to keep going, she will stop the conversation. And so at this time, they're not talking to each other. But the positive mind can say, really, in that matter, wow, I'm so proud of myself. I've been able to set a boundary, which was so hard for me before. So that was what a positive mind said. A positive mind also said, wow, I didn't get so frightened with this rage, and I could find my power. So then we went through the neutral mind. So the neutral mind is the one that is willing to learn, to tap into the wisdom, but we can only learn something when we have seen the negative and the positive part of it. And so part of what her neutral mind was saying today was saying, like, oh, isn't that interesting that I've been facing the rage here, because that is something I've been avoiding to experience in my life a lot. And she's a true butterfly. She jumps from one thing to another. And part of her sometimes inability to stay focused is because she's so scared of being angry and rageful that she can't stay still. So she realized that if she could be in contact with her own rage, it will make her life way better. And so because she's so artistic, we decided that she would be in contact with her own rage through painting. And that's what we did. And so that's an example to show you how the negative, the positive, and the neutral mind works. So right now, I want you to take a few minutes to practice the negative, the positive, and the neutral mind. So first, as I mentioned at the beginning of our call, choose a pain that you want to work on today together. Choose a pain. And when once you have chosen that pain, either you may want to write what the negative mind has to say, what the positive mind has to say, or say it out loud. So that is going to help you. But a lot of time writing will help you to see a little clearer. So take a couple of minutes and do the exercise now. Take about one more minute. Finish where you are at. Take a deep breath in, and hopefully you have a few insight there. And that's another exercise you can do. Like anything, when we want to shift, we need to do it over and over and over and over. So it doesn't mean that you have to do it all day long, but that means you need to do it every day for a little while. So you may want to say, I'm going to do that every day as much as I can, or as many days as I can, because if you're really ill, it's not going to happen every day. But you're going to try to practice that often. And if you're not physically ill, do it every day. And when you do it every day, commit to 40 days. Or commit to 30 days, or at least commit to 20 days, but just put a deadline, so, or 10 days. It's just 2 or 3 minutes a day. It's like the breath we did at the beginning. All those exercises are shifters, and they will help you not to be reactive and not to be stuck, because things happen every day. And so it's important not to be reactive about it. So that's tool number two. Tool number three, we're going to do an exercise where you're going to connect at the physical level to your pain. So the way we're going to do that is simply close your eyes at that moment. And what I would suggest is choose the same pain. Choose the pain you just started to work on with the negative, the positive, and the neutral mind. Unless you really, really are attracted to something else to work on, but I would say for now, keep this one. And as you close your eyes, when you think about that situation that creates pain, or even a physical pain, if it's not a physical pain, try to locate where that pain is lodged in the physical body. Because every single pain, as an email address in your physical body. The physical body is the body that receives, that holds everything, every other bodies that we own. And so if it's about a relationship, you may feel it somewhere. So how do you know that? You're going to scan your body, going through your feet, and your legs, your knees, all the way up. And you may feel the sensation of darkness or heaviness or constriction. Could be in your throat for some of you, that's what I see. Could be even in your gum tissues, wherever you are. So choose, find that physical location. As soon as you have that physical location, then stay there and receive the energy that is there like a guest, like a friend, like someone you haven't seen for a long, long time. Receive it. If you want, you can put your hand there. Don't try to so-called heal it. Don't try to remove it. Don't try to send light. Don't do any of that. Just receive the pain. Like hold it, like a little bird. And you're going to hold it for a couple of minutes. And as you receive, like an old friend you haven't seen for a long time, be curious. But again, don't analyze. Be curious. There is a distinction between the two. So when we're curious, we experience from our senses what is going on. When you're curious about a new meal that you never tasted before, just look at the flavor, the colors, the shape, and then you take the time to taste it. That is being curious. If you analyze that thing, you say, oh, what do we have? How much fat do I have in that? And how much carb? And blah, blah, blah. And where does the meat come from? So it's a different kind of mindset. So practice being curious. And I see that the energy is shifting. That's beautiful. We're going to do a touch longer. Thirty more seconds. And then take a deep breath in, hold the breath in, release the breath. That is the foundation of any energy healing work done on this planet. And so we are whole healers. That's who we are by definition, even if some of us do it more than others. And so the first step we need to do in order to heal the pain, because every pain has an energetic presence, we need to receive it. We can't run away, we can't get rid of it, we can't, because when we receive it, we create oneness and health, whole, holy, one, they all have the same source, the same origin. So when we receive it, we don't get split anymore. And the energy starts to shift and we start to change the configuration of that pain. And so some of you may have felt the shift in their physical body. I felt it. I saw it. So, and that will be, that can be another way to bring peace into whatever is going on. And when we start to change how we relate to things, we know things change. You know, that's that the magic is always in the quality of relationship. And I remember one time I had this 3 days of meditation. It was in New Mexico. And we were sitting on concrete. It was pretty rough. You know, when you sit all day long, and even if I had a chip skin, it's not really, you know, gentle and soft. And those 3 days, I mean, at the beginning of those 3 days, my left knee was really, really in pain. And so I got into a little panicky mind, saying to myself, oh, yuck, well, I have to meditate for 3 days. I'm already in pain, la, la, la. So I heard that little story in my head. And so I said, but wait a minute, I am a healer, so I'm going to heal my knees. So here I am. My first reaction at that time was to put my hands on my knee and start to send light and do different techniques that I've learned and that I know. And within about 30 seconds, I said to myself, but wait a minute, no. I am not going to heal my knee. My knee is going to heal me. And so, as I mentioned, we're going to learn from our pain. So instead of doing anything and trying to send any whatever good thought, light, whatever the technique people know, I just started to receive the pain, to hold it, as I said, like a little bird. And when I did that, within 3 minutes, the pain went away. And so during the 3 days, the pain came back a little bit, but at such a gentle level of pain in some way, if we can say that, that was really, really easy to stay for those 3 days without getting stuck into that pain. And so that's a simple example, but it tells you that this practice works. And so it's another way to help you shift your spirit and create healing where there is pain. And so when we start to approach pain not like a problem to solve or something to fix, but something to embrace and where we can surrender, and from that place we're going to receive guidance, we're going to receive insight, we're going to create more inner peace, then we learn. And then we become more and more what I can say a master. Because when we can stay still, when we're in pain, then we're good to go. Then we can handle pretty much everything in life. So that would be my tool number three. Number four, what I invite you to explore, and that's you're going to go back to do a little bit of journaling, and then we're going to do another meditation. I invite you to explore what is the biggest fear that is connected to your pain. What is the biggest fear that is connected to your pain? Because one of the problems regarding pain is not really the pain, but the fear. And as you are curious about the fear that is connected to that pain, now go to the next question is, what do you do to avoid that fear? And we know avoiding is never a good option. But what do you do? So, for example, if I keep the situation of my client this morning who jumped from one thing to another, stop a lot of things, never finishes anything, and so forth. And there's beauty, but there are also limitations in that. So I should avoid the anger that what she does. She keeps jumping from one thing to another and have a great sense of humor, but cannot access her depth and her power. And so that's what she did to avoid it. So what do you do to avoid your fear? Be curious. Take a couple of minutes. So take about 15, 30 seconds to finish your thought on that. You can always go back. Because a lot of time we waste a lot of energy designing our life around our fear instead of designing our life around our purpose. And so if I'm afraid of anger, I may be the best pleaser, I may not speak up, I may be an overachiever to be sure everybody's going to love me, whatever that is, whatever behavior that I do. But those behaviors are just designed around that fear of anger that I have, fear of experiencing that. So instead of creating my life around my purpose, and so we have a tendency to do that sometimes, either a lot or a little bit. And because fear is really connected to your pain, be curious about that. That's a very potent exercise to be looking at. Okay. So, we're going to do one more breath, and why don't we open the call for a question after that breath, if you want, like a brief interaction, and then we can keep on going so that I can help you the best I can. So, same thing, find the position when you feel that either if you're lying down, you are lying down, but you're really awake, or if you are seated, always check your physical posture. Your back is straight, your shoulders are relaxed, feet on the floor, face is relaxed, belly is relaxed, your butt muscles are relaxed. And the pattern of the breath is going to be the following. You're going to inhale, through the left nostril for one count. So it's going to be a fairly short inhale. Then you're going to hold the breath for four counts. And then you're going to exhale through the right for two counts. So you inhale quickly, hold for four, exhale through the right for two counts. And then you do the same thing on the other side. You're going to inhale through the right for one, hold the breath for four, exhale through the left for two. So I'm going to guide you for a few cycles, and then you're going to keep going on your own. So inhale quickly through the right, one count, hold the breath in, one, two, three, four. Exhale for two counts through the right, one, two. Inhale through the right in one count, hold the breath in, one, two, three. Exhale in two counts through the left. Inhale through the left, one count, hold the breath in. Exhale, two counts through the right. Keep on going. If you keep on going, I like to use a mantra in my mind instead of counting. So I'm going to say sat for one count. For four counts, I'm going to say sat-na-ma. And for two counts, I say sat-nam, sat. Sat-na-ma, sat-nam, sat. Sat-na-ma, sat-nam, sat. Sat nam sat nam sat sat nam sat nam. Keep on going. A little bit longer. Do two more cycles of this breath. And at the end of your cycle, take a deep breath in. Hold the breath in. Release the breath. And if you had your eyes closed, I'm not sure I mentioned it, then open your eyes. So very different energy compared to the first breath. Some of you may like it better because you're kind of busy in this one and it's easier to keep on going. This breath, it's also from it's a yogic breath, and it's been said that the breath that burns your karma. So what is karma? Karma is what we need to learn. You know, each time we are on earth, if we open that, we're coming more than once, we're living more than once. Physically, we're coming back, the soul never dies. And so all the things that we need to learn over and over and over, and sometimes when we come back, we keep just hitting the same wall. And so that breath helps you just to go a little bit deeper and burn your karma so that you can expand. So right now, before I go further, I want to be sure that I'm helping everybody. And so if any of you has a question or want a little bit of guidance, the way you do it is you press star 2 on your phone. You press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand. Most of you are on the phone. And if you don't have any questions, I will keep on going, but I want to check first so that to be sure I'm helping everybody. No, nobody? Okay, it's all fine. Then I keep on going. So here it was like a tool number 5, that breath / meditation. My suggestion is anything that we do it for 3 minutes. You can always do more, but 3 minutes is your baseline. So use your phone, timer, whatever you want to do that. I want to teach you now another practice to help you change your relationship with so your relationship with your pain, and that's going to be a Buddhist practice. This Buddhist practice, it's called Tonglen, T-O-N-G-L-E-N, and basically that practice helps us to create space. So as you keep, you can close your eyes, so it's a form of meditation, and as you keep connecting to the same pain you've been working during the almost hour we've been together, what you want to do is you want to visualize, to connect to everybody on this planet Earth, alive or dead, that are experiencing that same pain. Obviously, you don't have to know them, but feel that, because no matter what we're experiencing, and it's a breakup, whether it's a physical illness, a cancer, leukemia, transplant, whether it's financial worries, whatever that is, just connect to all the people that are experiencing that same pain. And you also, when you do that, to be sure that you keep breathing, because when you start to engage your mind, a lot of you are going to slow their breath. Put one hand on your lower belly and one hand on your heart center, the center of your chest. And as you do that, so that you stay connected to your body, imagine, visualize all those perhaps millions of people who are experiencing that same pain. Bring them in. And as you inhale, you can bring that wave of energy from all those people. So you connect, you create that wave of energy. And you realize that when you connect to everybody that carries the same pain, the pain doesn't get bigger. To the contrary, you create more space. You increase your compassion to your pain, because that's what the main problem is. We lack compassion to the pain when we're in pain. And when we do that, we increase the healing process. So do that a little longer. Feel that your heart is experiencing a little bit more compassion to your experience and the experience of so many. And as you feel that, you can even explore, try if you can get there, practice an inner smile meditation. It's another Buddhist practice, inner smile meditation. So feel that every single cell of your body, imagine that each of them is smiling at that moment. And feel that every cell from your feet to your ankles and your calves and your knees and your thighs, your waist, your torso, your lower belly, your lower back, every part of you, your heart center, every bone is smiling. And it makes you almost experiencing those smiling Buddha. That's what they practice, you know. It's that same kind of, you're not physically smiling, but your cells are smiling. So as you feel smile right now, I want you to visualize anything, to bring any picture that comes to you. It could be a color. It could be a hand of a little kid. It could be a butterfly, a blue sky. It could be people smiling. Whatever shows up, it could be a quiet lake, a fire, beautiful pine trees, what does that bring any visual as you keep practicing inner smile meditation? And let your body being infused with that vision. And choose to remember that image. Choose to remember that image at the sacred space, at your sacred altar, your quiet space. And you can even say right now, out loud, I am grateful for this. I choose to remember this. I'm grateful for this. I choose to remember this. And as you just mentioned that a few times, you really choose to bring that outer anytime you may feel any form of stress. If you have an image or a word that also helps you to remind you that experience, that sensation, then do it. And so in order to remember that in image, the suggestion is, don't wait until you are in pain, because when you're in pain, you're not going to remember about that image. So practice when you feel okay to bring that image in you, with you, for a couple of days. So therefore, when you get triggered by pain, it will be easier to bring it back. And so we are done for today. You guys are truly wonderful, awesome. You have a lot of options here that I invite you to practice so that you can really gain insight from any pain you are experiencing, and you can gain insight and healing. If you want to go deeper, you know what to do. You can have a session with me one-on-one, or you can always email me through the website, and I will be more than happy to help you too. Okay. I wish you a beautiful night if you're listening to this call live. And the next session may not be in September because I'm traveling for 2 weeks in September. So there will be one in October for sure. Okay. I send you a lot of love. And I wish you a beautiful evening. Satnam.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.